Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
As part of Senator L.V. Gray Jackson's Turning Pain into Progress bill packet, Governor Mike Dunleavy recently signed into law one of those bills, which requires the State Department of Public Safety to publish certain policies and procedures online. Earlier this year, Senator Gray Jackson spoke on Senate Bill 7.
Although the department is currently publishing the information on the website, new leadership could determine that this information would no longer be provided. So having a requirement in state statute provides perpetuity and is simply good public policy. SB 7 also restricts publication of confidential techniques and procedures for law enforcement investigation or prosecution and any guidelines that could risk circumvention of the law.
Senator Gray Jackson said that this is the first bill of her public safety packet to make it to the Senate floor for a vote.
My TPIP packet, Turning Pain into Progress, was drafted to provide public safety changes that would benefit the citizens of Alaska and also our law enforcement officers. I look forward to a movement on the remaining five bills at the end of this session, and I thank all of you for your support of Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7 had stakeholder input from public safety agencies throughout the state of Alaska, including the Anchorage Police Department, Anchorage Police Employees Association, Public Safety Employees Association, and the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. Her Turning Pain into Progress reform package is derived from the National 8 Can't Wait campaign. More details, log on to our website at RadioKenai.com. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Governor Mike Dunleavy recently signed into law the Ellie Mae Act to provide support to statewide volunteer search and rescue organizations at no cost to the state. Senate Bill 95 allows volunteer search and rescue organizations to exercise the right of first refusal on items related to search and rescue before the property is sold, leased, licensed, or disposed of. Bill sponsor, Senator David Wilson, told the Senate floor last year,
"This bill provides a small assistance to help those groups at no cost to the state. It allows organizations and volunteer search and rescue groups in the state to exercise the right of first refusal of surplus property related to search and rescue activities in the state, Mr. President, before it is sent to state auction or otherwise disposed of. Currently, Mr. President, the way the system works now is before a state property goes to auction, it is given to other state departments and programs to see if it can be used before it is disposed of."
Senator Wilson adds,
"This bill, Senate Bill 95, allows these volunteer search and rescue groups and organizations to exercise that right of first refusal before it goes to the general public, before it is disposed of, or before it goes to general auction. Those properties, the state of Alaska, Department of Administration can help set those fair market value rate for that to those search and rescue groups and be able to bid on before it goes to the general public for reutilization."
Search and rescue organizations are dispatched by the Alaska State Troopers across the state. This piece of legislation allows these groups to exercise the right of first refusal on items that may be used for search and rescue before they are put up for auction to the general public, and this comes at no additional cost to the state. While groups may be reimbursed for expenses incurred during specific operations, search and rescue services are provided at a minimal cost to the state of Alaska. According to a report, there are nearly 1,100 search and rescue volunteers statewide. The legislation was named the Ellie Mae Act in honor of a service dog, as they are critical in search and rescue operations statewide. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.